We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting, and I'm going to talk to the scholarship winners here. And the first is the best, I guess, the 100th scholarship award winner, Elizabeth. Introduce yourself for me, please.
Hi, yeah, my name is Elizabeth Kaler. I go by Liz. I'm a senior this year at the University of Illinois, majoring agricultural communications, obviously broadcast focus. But yeah, this year is my second year as an NAFB student member, and I'm really honored to have gotten the Orion Samuelson Scholarship from the foundation.
Pretty cool. And you said because you're from Illinois, it also has special significance for you, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. Everyone in Illinois, and I mean mostly everywhere, you know, they know who Orion Samuelson is. And I grew up listening to him, and my grandpa worked with him for a while. And it's just a really big honor just to be recognized in his name.
And the money helps, too?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, every little bit helps, but every big bit like this really, really helps. I actually got home from vacation with my family, and we got the letter, and I was almost more excited about that than I was about the vacation we had. So, yeah, I was definitely very honored. This $5,000 is definitely going to help, especially as tuition goes up every year.
Well, congratulations, Liz. Okay, Joel. Joel is our next award winner. He won actually the oldest scholarship, named scholarship we have, the Glenn Kumerow Scholarship. Joel, would you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yes, my name's Joel Penorwood. I come from the small farming community of West Mansfield, Ohio. I'm a junior at The Ohio State University, where I'm majoring in agricultural communications with minors in agribusiness and aviation, and I'm really excited to be here at National Association of Farm Broadcasters 2014.
Well, you told a little bit about why you got into this business, and one of the reasons is background from one of our sadly passed away past presidents of NAFB. Tell us about it.
Yes, so Lindsay Hill was a longtime family friend of ours. My parents grew up around her parents, and that's kind of how it started. And so in a small community where I'm from in Northwest Ohio, it's you know, everybody knows everybody. And because of her great success through ABN at the time as a broadcaster, I got started through agricultural communication and FFA through her encouragement. And it's because of her encouragement I wanted to do a podcast, which I started, called Loco Lingo, actually, about our home county, Logan County. And so it was through that. Sadly, she passed away. But that fire, that urge to communicate, stayed with me. So that's where I am today. And I just been keep going and keep going.
Another role model of yours from Ohio, also a past president of NAFB, Ed Johnson.
So I'm a little too young to know Ed Johnson personally, but if ever you go around Ohio, Ed Johnson is the name that pops up. Oh, you're a farm broadcaster. So Ed Johnson, you're the Ed Johnson Early Morning Show that was on Saturday mornings, or Ed Johnson Radio with his ABN. And it's just something that stuck with everybody, and I'm able to take that, what everybody has said about his ecstatic personality, his amazing, his infectious love for communication and the agricultural people. This is something I want to communicate as well. And I love being able to find old videos, old recordings of his, and really see, you know, am I matching up at all with him? And I will, of course, not anywhere near his ballpark, but it's cool to be able to have this somebody to aim for and really be a model of somebody to innovate towards.
So overall, what does this scholarship mean for you?
To me, it means continuing my education at The Ohio State University. As I said, I'm a junior. This money is amazingly helpful, and it's going to go towards me finishing Ohio State, continuing in AgCom, and as I'm continuing, keep going with Ohio AgNet and Ohio's Country Journal. Hopefully, we'll see what the future goes in store for me, but I plan to keep broadcasting and writing for agricultural news after college, and this money is really going to help that come into fruition.
So. Well, congratulations, Joel. All right, and last but certainly not least is the George Logan Scholarship winner. And Shannon, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Hi, I'm Shannon Yokley. I am a senior science and agricultural journalism major at the University of Missouri from Jefferson City, and I'm so blessed to be here at the NAFB convention.
Well, and Shannon, I understand you're working at a place where I used to work.
Brownfield Ag News has definitely treated me well.
So what are you learning in your time here with Brownfield Network?
With Brownfield, I do pretty much anything. Do a lot of writing, some radio pieces, as well as some video now, kind of branching out. So I'm just trying to learn to be the jack of all trades that the ag journalism world needs.
And you're in the cattle industry in the state?
Yes, I'm involved with the Angus industry. Just now finished showing because I'm turning 22 in a week. So getting out of that, but I still plan on being a part of production agriculture for the rest of my life.
And I think you have to leave early because of that, right?
Yes, I am a member of the Intercollegiate Livestock Judging Team for Mizzou, so I get to head off to Louisville on Friday and judge on Monday.
So what does this scholarship mean for you, Shannon?
$5,000, you know, maybe just a number, but it means the world to me. Going into my senior year and getting to study abroad this past year, it's priceless. I get to do the things that I love and expand my horizons on in the agricultural industry, and that's something that means a whole lot to me, and thank you to the NAFB for that.
Well, and being named after, you know, getting the George Logan Scholarship is really important. George, of course, was very instrumental in this, and I know you've had to been able to spend some time with Jesse, right?
Right, and for him being an alumnus of the University of Missouri and just getting to follow in someone's footsteps who has been so influential in this industry is so wonderful, and I'm so blessed.
Well, congratulations, Shannon. We got a new named scholarship here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting this year, named after a guy that I think some people know pretty well, Orion Samuelson, and the first foundation president. Orion, what do you think about having this named after you?
What do I think? One of the thrilling days of my life, because, as I said, plaques and certificates, I appreciate a great deal. But the thing I like about the scholarship, I know that's something that will live beyond me because the recipient will change the world.
All right. And Tim with the CME Group has been the sponsor of this. Tim, why did you decide that this was something that was worthwhile for CME to be a sponsor?
Well, we think this is a fantastic opportunity to help young people. We're very much about trying to help education of the young people. Having the opportunity to sponsor something with Orion's name on it is a fantastic thing for us. You know, we're just very honored.
Well, and this is something a little bit different, but what do you think about the quality of the young people here? That I know you had a lot of people to choose from, but the young lady who got your award, the quality of these students, what do you think?
You know, I was talking to the young man who also got an award sitting next to me, and I said, I'm embarrassed. I feel like an underachiever next to you guys. I mean, the things that they're doing in the time that they have is just amazing.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for your support of our young people in this industry. And Orion, you know, it's always great to see you.
Great working with the CME Group. I've done it since 1960.
All right. Well, thank you both. Here at the NAFB convention, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.